Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, I don't want to go nuts and overreact and rip the Knicks to shreds. They become a national punching bag yet again. The punchline and everybody joking with them and making fun of them. I'm not going to go there yet, but I mean, it is kind of embarrassing when every report that comes out is, well, the Knicks were denied permission to speak to Quinn Snyder from the Hawks. Well, the Knicks were denied permission to speak with Billy Donovan. Well, you didn't have a short list of guys that you wanted that you thought might be available? That makes no sense.
Well, generally, you don't have that list or that mode of preparation when it's unexpected, which is why I believe Dolan was all over this. That's why I think we're here. I don't think that this was Leon Rose going to him aggressively and saying, hey, boss, we have to move on. Because I think if Leon Rose would have done that, and Leon Rose is as buttoned up as anybody and as connected as anybody, he would have had a list and it would have been a lot more successful than it looks now.
So knowing that, right, now this is your opinion.
Sure.
I'm still torn on this. My gut, and usually I don't get torn, like my gut initially said this reeks of Dolan. That is a quote. I did the live video for social media the second it happened because we were just off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
It reeks of Dolan. And then there were reports from people that I respect, people that I talk to that I trust saying that this was not Dolan, it was Rose. But it just doesn't add up. My gut and common sense and what's happened since says Dolan was at least heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the reporting is saying it's Leon Rose. So let's just say that you're right and it was Dolan. Does that make you feel worse about it? Because I know you wanted Tibbs out, but
it makes me feel a lot worse about it.
Because it's in this scenario.
Well, because, you know, Dolan's worst traits are the ones that seemingly are bubbling back to the surface now. He becomes, you know, a little impetuous. He becomes a little power hungry, becomes a little reluctant to sit back and let people that he empowers and pays well do their job to the extent that he initially did when things were going well. This definitely worries me. Now, I mean, now you're getting skewered on national TV. Charles, do you see what Charles Barkley said last night?
I mean, it was the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over social if you guys miss it. Just not that he never mocks the Knicks anyway, even when they're going well. I mean, it seems like that the national pundits are
but they haven't been
outside
for,
of perk.
Since Tibbs has been there and Leon Rose, they haven't been this.
No, I know, but I feel like those guys are very slow to give the Knicks respect anyway. So take it with a grain of salt, but yeah, now we're reaching for Quinn Snyder, Billy Donovan. I mean, good basketball people. I think Billy's a better college coach than pro. I think Quinn Snyder is very appealing, but the process seems very scattered and very all over the map.
Did you read the latest from Ian Begley? It was today on SNY.TV, and there's a bunch of good notes in there. I'm trying to get them here.
I think I've read him a lot. I don't know if it was last night or this morning.
He said first that the timing of the Johnny Bryant to the Suns thing had nothing to do with when the Knicks fired Tibbs.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that.
Tibbs himself was, I want to get the exact quote, here's Begley. For what it's worth, people in touch with Thibodeau in the aftermath of the firing described him as surprised by the move and disappointed by the decision. He goes over Tibbs' record. There was some quotes in here that I wanted to get to that the players, here we go. Okay. the Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during the entire training camp one season, which is uncommon. Players found it odd they didn't scrimmage during the camp. Tibbs' Knicks didn't scrimmage often in season, which is more common in the NBA, but the lack of scrimmaging hindered the players' ability to develop cohesion. This is from the players' perspective.
Gotcha.
Players were also surprised that they didn't work on specific end-game situations during the season, which is something that most teams do. They found it strange that the coaching staff didn't go over those situations during practice. So that's in part, I guess, of some of the stuff that the players were complaining about, which led to the ouster of Tom Thibodeau. So there's still a lot of things at play here. Who truly made this decision? We don't know. We're speculating. Someone, you could say Dolan. I could say it reeks of Dolan. People could report it's Leon Rose. Maybe it's a combination. We don't know.
Yeah.
Based on the fact, and then we could talk about, okay, well, how much of it was the players and what they said to get Tibbs ousted? Which players were they? Using common sense, you wouldn't think that it's Jalen Brunson. So then I would say, well, who the hell cares what anybody else thinks if it's not Jalen Brunson? I certainly don't give a crap what Carl Anthony Towns or Mikal Bridges say. They've been here for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The Knicks were building this thing up. So who's the players that were negative with Tibbs? And then there's the obvious, which is, well, what the hell is their plan? Because it seemed like it was going to be Johnny Bryant because of the timing of him maybe getting the Phoenix job. That's not the case. Now it seems like they don't even want Johnny Bryant. They want somebody with experience, which would be Jenkins, formerly of the Grizzlies, mm-hmm, which would be Mike Brown potentially. Mm-hmm. And then all the head coaches that they've tried to get that aren't available. Like, it is a mess.
It's A to Z. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of focus right now. They just look incredibly desperate. They look as if they are anything but united right now as an organization. Yeah, the thing that you said about the end game situations, that's interesting to me. Now, the scrimmages, I'm a little surprised because I would actually think that Tom Thibodeau, the way he plays his players, that they'd be scrimmaging too much. If anything, they would resist. Right. Like, hey, guys, you know, coach, your leg's a little heavy today. Coach, I'm a little sore. Can we lay off? Can we just do some shooting, whatever it might be? I mean, geez, the one thing that I've always noticed about this team, and you do this in, we did this in first grade. We had two inbounds plays. We had box and we had stack with first graders. And one thing about the Knicks that really bothered me this year is that they did not ever inbound the ball smoothly. It was like, all right, who, first of all, it wasn't always the same inbounder. And you basically just had four guys standing next to each other, you know, running different directions, and it was never polished. It was never easy, and quite frankly, it too infrequently led to something positive. So when I hear about that part, I believe, the end-of-game situations being buttoned up, that does not surprise me, because the Knicks team that I watched specifically this year, that was a big hindrance.
Okay, so now there are kind of two things that could happen here. The Knicks end up with a head coach, whoever it may be, and we move on. And then they adjust with the players, whether it's Kevin Durant, Giannis, lesser players, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other report that I saw yesterday that who might be available? Oh, the Magic having some guys available.
They're a young team, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I wonder who.
They're looking for a difference-making player to help them win now.
Okay.
But they had Cole Anthony was available. Isaac, I think, was another one. Anyway,
okay, Isaac,
I
know him.
You just don't know who's going to be
I think he's
available.
A forward or a big. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So anyway, you don't know what players are going to be out there. But let's just assume that this stays on the line that it's staying here. Leon Rose and everything is intact. They hire whichever head coach they end up with. Okay, now build the team, and then we're going to see what could happen. Or if this truly is Dolan to an extent where Rose is getting frustrated and or embarrassed,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting denied on guys that they want, then, and I don't think this is going to happen, but this would prove that it's Dolan if Rose walks away. Rose and Worldwide West, at some point, whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, that's the other side to this. So it's not all bad right
mm-hmm.
now.
No, I agree with
it
that.
It just seems bad right now, but it can be quickly stabilized with a hire, which I think is going to happen sooner than later. They'll hire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could argue if we like him or not. Then we're going to see how it's playing. And then whatever. Then they adjust the roster. That's the stable plan. Okay, a little crack in the foundation, but overall okay. But it seems that there's also momentum going the other way where it could go off the rails. And that would be the biggest indicator if Leon Rose decided that he didn't want to deal with this anymore. If, in fact, it was James Dolan who was forcing his hand mm-hmm. into this spot.
Yeah, and the reason I think the fears are you know, heightened is because we got battle scars here.
Yeah.
We're more used to the Knicks being a circus than the Knicks being a well-oiled, you know, machine here. So that worries us. Let me at least throw this out.
Yeah.
All right. I don't necessarily believe this, but we all know Leon Rose and Worldwide West as connected as anybody in the game. I mean, you're not going to find a duo that's got more juice in the NBA than Worldwide West and Leon Rose. Is it, I'm asking, is it possible that they actually have a target and they know who, and it's not the names we've already heard, not going to be Malone, not going to be Johnny Bryan, already somebody who was under contract in the NBA. And they, through back channels, got word from that coach who they covet, he wants in. Now, by creating the illusion that they're casting this massively wide net, the Knicks are separating themselves from the possibility of tampering, where worldwide, Wes, or Leon, or both, already have it on good authority that a guy who's already employed wants in.
So
and they
got
to do this for show.
Could be. Could be. I mean, we're speculating.
For sure.
Which is the other reason why
we're
worried.
But we're also speculating the other way. So right. I can speculate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and why do you think that there's so much speculation? Because they don't talk.
And that's what I believe. I believe that. I believe that they, well, not only do they not talk, that we all know that, but which is not always a bad thing. You know, one thing about the guard, you don't get leaks,
no, but like
which
this,
is kind of good.
Yeah, but like this, you should.
Yeah. This is still different.
We're speculating. Did they have a plan? Don't they have a plan? Is this a smokescreen, to your point, which I think is a feasible thought? Like,
just throwing it out there to be fair to the organization. Yeah. I don't really believe that, but.
But they don't speak. If you had somebody come out flat out and just say, hey, here's what we're thinking, this is why we moved on, like a definitive, not just thank you, Tibbs, for your great run. There was no clear,
yeah.
You know, we got outplayed against Indiana. We didn't like the fact that we didn't develop a bench. Some of the players are complaining. Like, this is all speculative stuff because they don't speak. So we're concerned about what happened in the history mm-hmm. before Leon Rose and Tibbs were hired by Dolan. We're concerned about that and Dolan's past behaviors, which may be fair, maybe not. I don't know. And we're concerned because we just have no idea because nobody's talking.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's offensive that the Knicks have no line of communication to their fan base. I think it's unacceptable, really. I mean, how they get away with this, I don't know. But they do. I don't like it, and I'll always stand up for the Knicks fan. They deserve more than that. However, in this instance, I think it would actually be counterproductive to go in front of a microphone, you know, whether it's Leon Rose or whether it's James Dolan, before you actually have a coach. Because, and I know what you mean, like, we want some context. Like, what happened with Tom Thibodeau specifically? Was everybody united? Was there some fracture in the organization? Some people want him to stay and they didn't want to. What happened with the bench? What happened with the star players? What's going on? Yes, we want those answers. But if they attempted to answer that now, you know that it would be hijacked and it would go right to the coach. Who are you going to hire? And that would be dumb to actually give anybody some sort of intel. Well, here's what we're really thinking. We're just kind of playing the game. We don't really like this guy. We don't want that guy. Like, they almost can't speak because if they tried to do the right thing with Thibodeau and talk about that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Then they will be put in a position that can compromise who they hire. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it's a delicate thing. Now, once they hire the coach, it's almost like, yeah, you still want to hear about Tom Thibodeau, but now
you got to move on. I know.
Otherwise, the new coach is like, hey, what about me? Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Right.
So it's not perfect.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to the Soto stuff. Greg and Mayapak wants to talk about the Knicks, though. What's up, Greg?
Thanks for taking the call, guys. Appreciate it. Oh, by the way, before I touch the Knicks, Soto playing with that bottle in the dugout. I was never so happy a bottle ended up right in my life, I'll tell you.
What about spin the bottle back in the day?
That worked out well, too. Who cares? Yeah.
I mean, what a moment. I was so happy over something so trivial. But it's the truth. The Knicks. All right. We're down now to the point where rumor is Dolan is talking to a couple of hot dog vendors who know the pick and roll. I mean, it's getting down to the point now where this is getting really bad. How about Mark Jackson? I know he has a lot of baggage, which I don't really know what it is totally. You guys just enlightened me. I didn't know Tibbs ran practices that were light. Really? That's amazing.
Well, it said that he didn't scrimmage, and thank you for the call, Greg. Appreciate you checking in. I mean, I could pull up the exact thing again here.
By the way, it doesn't mean to the last caller's question, because, yeah, it's really contrasting what we think Tom Thibodeau has always been about. You know, grind him to a nub in a game and grind him down to a nub in practice, but the conditioning aspect is separate from scrimmaging. He still might be, you know, a taskmaster in practice. They're not playing situational basketball, which doesn't lead to chemistry.
Well, also, you could say that he's playing his starters more minutes than anybody else in the regular season, so he doesn't want to scrimmage as well. In addition to that, Knicks didn't have full scrimmage. This is the exact quote from Begley's column here on SNY.TV. Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during an entire training camp one season, which is uncommon. Players found it odd that they didn't scrimmage during the camp. Tibbs Knicks also didn't scrimmage often in season, which is more common in the NBA.
So what season was that, though? Was that when they won 37 games and didn't make the playoffs?
I don't know.
Because it says one season, if I'm not mistaken, right? That's what you said, one season?
The Knicks, one season? Yeah, you're right. The Knicks didn't have full scrimmages during an entire training camp one season.
I'm curious what year that was. Curious who was on the team.
Yeah,
curious
what was going on. Maybe talk to Begley here at some point. The lack of scrimmaging hindered the players' ability to develop cohesion. That's according to the players. Mm-hmm. They've said that. Yeah. Either way, is that a reason to fire the guy? And if it is, then that's fine. Like, you could have your reasons saying that we didn't like the fact that they didn't develop enough of the younger players or give them enough of playing time. You know, people now, some of them going nuts about Obi Toppin and what he's doing. Who cares? Obi Toppin wasn't good here. He got plenty of opportunity. He's still not good anyway. Can't shoot the three. So I'm not worried about Obi Toppin. That's not the reason why you fire Tom Thibodeau. And all of a sudden we're going to dismiss Tom Thibodeau and all he did and focus and nitpick on the weaknesses. Like, nobody's perfect. Okay, find me the next head coach then. Great. Tibbs sucked. You're all right. For all those of you who wanted Tibbs out, yeah, he sucked. Show me the guy that's going to be better than him. Because guess what? I can give you the list of the head coaches in the history of the franchise, and I'll show you there were very few, if any, that were actually better than Tibbs. So now I'm supposed to believe that there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be better than he is? Especially with the way the Knicks are pursuing this thing? Like, call this guy, nope. Call that guy, nope. Call this guy, nope. Oh, I mean, they're going to end up back in the same spot where it's going to be like, you know what? Tibbs might have been our best option. That's where they're heading here.
It's a short list, man. Let me give it to you. Red Holtzman, one. Pat Riley, two. Van Gundy, maybe?
I'd still take Van Gundy because I love him.
I know you do, but it's debatable. Yeah. And I would cast a vote for the great Hubie Brown, although he didn't win as much. Bernard got hurt, whatever, and they didn't have a great team. But Hubie was a great coach.
But you know the point.
Good coach, like, of the Hawks, too. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying here. You know, I think that
I think it's also fair, BT. Like, I know you're on the side of it with the reasons why you want to move on from Tibbs. I think that that's perfectly fine, saying you don't believe he could get you over the top. You've given your reasons. Let's also not make it like Tibbs doesn't know what he's doing and that it's a layup that they're going to find somebody better.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm aware that this could be three steps back, and not just because the sloppy nature of the search here. You could get somebody who just doesn't mesh with the organization, whose principles are overrated, whose innovation is overstated. Like, I understand this thing could get worse before it gets better. And, oh yeah, by the way, Pacers might win the championship.
Don't you think that makes Tibbs look better?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't change my opinion, but yes, it's not going to make him look worse. That's for damn sure.
I was thinking this last night. Definitively, nobody could tell me, at least in my mind, and we could argue and people could say the Pacers are a better team, and I agree that they played better as a team. I still believe the Knicks should have won that series. And if they play that series many times over, the Knicks win the majority of times. That's just my belief. I believe they're more talented, and I believe game one, an all-time epic choke job that should never have happened, and everybody deserves blame. Brunson, Anunoby, Cat, Tibbs, oh, you name it. Players, coach, staff, the whole thing. Everybody deserves blame outside of the fans. If that doesn't happen, maybe the Knicks find themselves in a situation where they're up two games to one of the NBA Finals right now.
Oh,
that's how close
we're
talking about here.
Yeah.
Pacers could win the title. Knicks could have beat them.
I know. Now, listen, there's still a lot of basketball to go. As we know, it's only up 2-1 here. I still think that the Pacers' depth and, you know, those long bodies that can defend and shoot,
yeah.
I think they present matchup issues for the Thunder that the Knicks would not have presented. But if the Pacers do win, there is no doubt Tom Thibodeau looks even better in the eyes of everybody, even those who were really down. And I was never really down. I just thought his style was becoming antiquated. But I was getting respect for being really good.
Yeah.
I think some people stopped short of giving him respect for being really good, which is unfair. But if he wins the championship, even those people got to pay up some respect. Come on.
Also, if the Pacers do win, now it's not about, well, who are the Knicks going to find that's a better coach than Tom Thibodeau? Who are they going to find that's better than Rick Carlisle?
Well, I don't think there's many better than Rick.
I think he's an
absolute superstar.
So that's the point. In part of why the Knicks got beat was just Carlisle, he's paving the way to be an all-time. He's already a very good, if not great, head coach, winning a title with the Mavs.
Yes.
Beating LeBron to do it. Getting the Pacers to the finals when they were underdogs. Look at all the way it was in the East. What he did last year, building this team the way that he has. You're talking about a guy who's going to potentially, he's 2 wins away from winning his second championship with a different organization. That's rarefied air.
It is, but if he's that good, and I truly believe he is, I think that's actually more reason to change coaches. Because if you know great,
yeah.
Well, I don't know who that is.
Well,
it might be nobody, actually.
So it's
not Tom Thibodeau to me.
And I'm saying it's difficult to find somebody better than Tibbs, but really you got to find somebody that's better than Carlisle. Good luck doing that.
But I agree, but doesn't that underscore the importance of moving on from Tom Thibodeau? I think we all agree Tom Thibodeau's not better than Rick Carlisle, yes or no?
100%.
Okay.
And he got outcoached in
yep,
that. Yeah.
Yep. We also both agree that you could do a lot worse than Tom Thibodeau, but if we work under the constant here that most of us, and you and I agree, that Tibbs is inferior to Carlisle, you have to try to become better than Carlisle, hence you make a move.
One thing, too, we should mention from last night. Dude, how about David Peterson? Complete game shutout. He has turned himself into a stud. 2.49 ERA on the year. Just, I've always liked his competitiveness. I guess it goes back to the COVID year. I want to say that first year, maybe it was before that in 2019. Either way, I remember liking Peterson's competitiveness,
yeah.
But he could just never put it fully together, which would drive me nuts a little bit. Last year in the postseason, he was a weapon. Dude, he's turned himself into a high-end starter right now. You look at, I know the Mets don't have the quote-unquote ace on paper, but when you look at what Senga's been able to do with his ERA, you look at what Peterson could do, and then all of a sudden you throw Manaea back into the mix. That's a pretty solid 1-2-3 punch right there. Not to mention the rest of the rotation and the depth, but Peterson has turned himself into a high-end starting pitcher.
He was a first-round pick, wasn't he? I mean, he's been around.
I don't recall.
I believe he was first-round pick, so he's bringing first-round stuff, and sometimes it takes a while to harness it. I guess my question for you, and it is good to see a complete game, you just don't see it that much anymore. It's almost like you celebrate like it's a no-hitter. Like, he was so pumped, which I get.
I love it.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think it was awesome. Good for him.
Right, it is even more special now because it doesn't happen at all.
You know, we don't see it. Of the pitchers that you mentioned, who do you have the least, not to turn into a negative, but who do you have the least faith in continuing their seasons?
Tyler McGill.
Yeah. He's the easy one.
Well,
right, who's next?
If you ask me,
I would say McGill, too.
Who I want first off the boat, it would be him. And that's, you know, it sounds demeaning, but it's also, I love Griffin Canning. So I know that people are going to say maybe you don't trust Canning. And maybe he does start to peter out a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the way he pitches. He's a good pitcher. Dude, he attacked Ohtani and Judge. It was one of my favorite things to watch this season. Griffin Canning, a guy who came to the Mets with an ERA over 5, just going hard after Judge and Ohtani, knowing how to pitch to those guys. All right, so what do we got? McGill, you're talking about Senga.
I'd chip him out first, too.
McGill, you're saying?
Yeah.
Peterson,
I've loved Peterson for a couple years. You know that.
Right. Peterson, Senga, Canning. Who am I forgetting here?
Who are forgetting?
Peterson, Senga,
we got
Canning,
Tyler coming
McGill,
back,
Manaea coming back. No.
One more?
Blackburn is not going to be in the Foley rotation. Hoff, who are we leaving out here? Why am I forgetting this?
Peterson. Blackburn?
No. Peterson, Senga, Canning, Tyler McGill.
Yeah, I'm coming up short. It's just it's not popping in my head. Yeah. We know
Clay Holmes.
But
yeah, Clay Holmes. There you go. Thank you, Clay Holmes. Sorry.
How do you feel about that? Oh, because he's a reliever. That's why.
No. So anyway, yeah. So I would, if you asked me to rank in order of who I trust the most.
All right.
I'd probably go Peterson 1.
All right.
I mean, Senga drives me nuts because of. I don't even want to get into some of the stuff that, heard about the work ethic and toughness.
Oh, really? How hurt was he really back in the day?
Yeah, that was some of the question. And just, the 6 innings, the 6 days rest. Yeah. He needs the extra rest. He wants to be start every 6 days.
A little high maintenance.
Yeah, that bothers me for, a true horse. But you can't dispute his stuff.
It's good.
You can't dispute his effectiveness this year and even when he pitched healthy 2 years ago. So I'll go Peterson 1. I'll go Senga 2. I would go Holmes 3. I would go Canning 4. Now, if I'm bringing Manaea in there, he trumps them all. I would go Manaea 1. I think Manaea at his best a year ago was better than anything that the Mets have, including Peterson this year and Senga this year.
Well, the best part is you got a couple lefties, too. I mean, it's really a couple of ways to space this thing out.
Dude,
they are
loaded.
Yeah,
the Mets are loaded. This is not, yes, we could have fun me, joking around being from a fan's perspective, but I'm just telling you, how I feel about this team, there is no clear weakness. They are rolling right now. They've got superstars with Lindor, Soto, Alonso that are producing. They don't even miss Vientos. If I were to tell you beginning of the year, or you tell me, BT, beginning of the year, Vientos is going to have an off year, he's going to be hurt.
True. I mean, I was saying he should hit second between Lindor and Soto.
Right. I thought he was going to be their second best bat or third best bat along with Lindor and Soto. So the fact that they don't even really miss Vientos, they got depth with Beatty, with Mauricio. Catcher, they've been fine even without Alvarez being a star.
Torrance, a good backup.
McNeil, yeah, exactly. They're
very good
solid
backup
everywhere. They're also a smart organization. How to maximize the pitchers and what pitches to throw and when to deploy certain players, what type of lineup they're going to go out there. They have a good manager. I'm comfortable with everything. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the World Series.
No.
But I feel as good about this team and this franchise as I've ever felt in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Sally's feeling good.
Big picture.
I understand.
Meaning King Cohen.
Yeah.
Stearns.
Yeah.
Mendy.
Yeah.
All the players that they have, getting Soto. There's really nothing that's missing outside of the ultimate goals, which are sustained success, which can't happen in one day or one season even, and a World Series, which could happen in one season.
Well, one of the things that I said about the Mets is that, and this is going into the season, is that they're set up in a way I've never seen them set up. So you've got an owner who knows when to stay out of it, who has a good connection to the fans, who spends money, and has created a nice family environment. We know Cohen's, so far, it's going well. You've got a young general manager who is very, deeply entrenched in the newer trends in baseball, not all analytics, but certainly incorporates them. You got a manager who seems to go with his gut a little bit. Seems to be a good people person, doesn't get walked over. I feel like Mendoza does a good line of straddling the line of being, a player's manager, but also not taking us for fools. We understand. Right. Whether it was Vientos not hustling down to first base earlier in the year, he cuts it off. He's like, no, not acceptable. It's not what we're doing here. And
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He didn't talk around it. He addressed it without burying somebody. So those three are the most important things. The owner, the GM, the manager. Check, check, check.
And then the players follow suit. Obviously, yeah. With bringing in, they have super. You know, they have the star players now. They have the role players. They are in a great spot. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Elvis is in Manhattan. What's up, Elvis?
Hey, what's up, Sal? What's up, Randy? Listen, I was calling because I wanted to see what you guys think about when the All-Star game comes up. You think Soto's going to be All-Star worthy right now with those numbers that he's putting up?
Right now, he's not an All-Star to me. But that's also from a statistical evaluation. You know, I'm sure the Met fans are going to step up and vote him in. So, like, would it be? But there's been other examples where guys get the benefit of the doubt. You want to have that kind of an event, like a signature event. And Juan Soto's 25, 26 years old. He's on the team with the most wins in baseball. He's batting in the middle of the order. I mean, yeah, I mean, literally, has he had an All-Star season? No. If this continues, that will become a yes, but I do think he's there because I think he gets voted in.
I think the last 2 weeks have helped tremendously.
No, there's no doubt.
Because all you have to do when you're a star of his magnitude, especially playing in New York, but when you're a star of his magnitude, like you said, sometimes you get the benefit of the doubt, even a down year. Alonso got in last year.
Yeah.
Even a down year, you'd still, now the Mets are going to have other All-Stars. Lindor's got to make it this year for the Mets. I mean, geez, what are we doing here if he doesn't?
You want to do the list real quick? Let's do it. Lindor? Lindor's definitely an All-Star this year.
And Alonso. Those two definitely
I agree.
And I do think Soto's going to end up getting it.
I do too, but he better not have a 3-for-23. Like, now he's got to avoid that. Like, he's gotten hot. I do think he goes well because I think the fans get him there. So probably those three. You got to have a pitcher or two. Got to. Somebody's
Senga,
going.
Senga. Peterson's probably not going to get the nod, although you could argue that he would.
I hear you. I think Senga's got the second best ERA. And
Diaz. He had the best ERA in the National League.
Okay.
Freed overall, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I think Senga, yeah. And so Senga, I would absolutely vote for. And Diaz has blown only one save. I mean, so right now I would say that the Mets have five. Yankees. Judge.
Freed
for sure. I would say Goldschmidt.
You think he's going to be an All-Star?
I mean, sitting 315. I mean, you know.
But compare him to the other first baseman. You know,
I've
really
got to do
that.
I've got to do a deeper dive on that. But at one point, he was sitting 340. It was easy for me to say that he's cooled off a bit. He's got a really good chance.
Oh, Boone will be there.
Aaron Boone will obviously
be there.
They still
do that? He's got to take his guys?
Brian
is the manager of the World Series.
Give a little nod to his boy, sure.
So he probably get Goldschmidt in. Anybody that's borderline, he'd probably take.
Who else would get voted in, though? Let's see. Volpe's not getting voted in. Second base, no. Catchers, no.
Who's the third baseman again?
It depends. Mm. Let's see. Judge, Free.
Dominguez, no.
Goldschmidt,
Belly, no.
No. You're going to get another. I think I'm missing an obvious one because I did this the other day. No.
Rice.
He's back down at 260.
Those have been the best guys. I'm just saying.
I know. I got you. Ben Rice, no.
But it's different.
I think I'm missing one. But you're gonna
have Stanton gets any votes?
Who?
Stanton.
Stop. You're gonna have nine or so. Maybe you're gonna have nine, maybe ten Yankee Met All Stars. Gonna be well represented.
Yanks a little light here.
Well, not light in the standings. We're good.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Where it used to be the Yankees' star power trumped anybody else, but now it just proves the well-rounded. Like Grisham may not be an All-Star, he could play center field on my team.
Yes. Any day. Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I told you I would trade for him. Ben Rice, same thing. Maybe he's not an All-Star yet, but you take his offense. He's been a key factor.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what his ultimate ceiling is. I like Ben. I'm not trying to cut him down, but
they probably get Judge, Fried, and Goldie.
I think that there's got to be a fourth there. Who it's maybe? Listen, Carlos Rodon, by the way, leads the tied for the league and wins.
Good God!
Maybe Carlos good God, get a sub three ERA. Oh, come on!
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Oh, you mean you guess?
Oh, in a weak American league, yeah.
Oh, stop! He's got some of the best numbers in baseball, dude.
An All Star?
What? He's got some of the best numbers in baseball.
Yeah, well, the Peterson's got to be an All Star then. If
I didn't say so, I mean. I didn't say that he shouldn't be.
I know. I feel like some of those guys. Yeah, maybe. I mean, Rodon does have nasty stuff. I'm not minimizing.
He's got great numbers, dude.
Maybe if you had a better, seriously, if you had a better
the Dodgers game. Well, I mean, the Red Sox.
Sunday night baseball, those things.
Well, I mean, I don't love it, you know, getting bamboozled on Sunday night national TV, but
you're talking about All-Star.
It's the greater majority of the season. It's not one isolated spot. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, who does it? Can you check, or do you know, BT, who does the voting? Like, where are we at with I know the fans vote the starters.
Yep.
The majority, or is it a percentage of the start?
The fans vote in the starters. Then all the manager, I believe so, yeah.
And then the manager.
Yeah, then they fill it out with the staff. And then I think this goes back to Ichiro, where there, maybe slightly
players?
After. Yeah, where there's like five names that are then added, and one of the five gets in with an additional vote,
I thought that there was a balance of the fans and players voting on the All-Star. I'm not 100% sure.
I know really how it used to be.
I'm not really big into the All-Star game myself anyway. It used to be as a kid, so I understand the appeal.
How awesome was it as a kid?
Yeah, and I do think it's fun to watch our stars on a national stage. It also loses a lot of luster between the American League and National League, where it used to be, oh, look at these guys facing off against each other.
Yeah,
now
we
see that all the time with interleague play.
There's no doubt, but I'll tell you this, baseball, at least like this, and yes, this the sacred nature because of the interleague, it's obviously changed. It's been diluted a bit, and that was always the appeal. You know, hey, Dwight Gooden might face Don Mattingly tonight. Oh, that was amazing stuff. God.
Or even just seeing George Brett or Wade. Like, you didn't see those guys on a daily basis. Now you watch on your phone, you're watching everybody around the league.
No question. But the NBA All-Star is whatever nine levels below joke is, that's what the NBA All-Star game. Hockey, I haven't watched a second in 20 years. And football, I think it's flag football. So baseball, it's not what it was, but it's still pretty
better,
good.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Hockey?
So for pitchers and bench players, except for that like last man that everyone can vote for.
Oh, so they do have that. I was right about that. They have like five names and that's one vote.
But the player ballots and the commissioner's office.
Vote for the bench?
The bench and the starting pitcher.
So it's not even like Boone doesn't get to decide that anymore? Remember, it used to be the manager got to select, I think, the rest of...
But it was never a joint decision? Like Joe Torre had exclusive 100% autonomy?
Yeah,
I don't know the answer.
They would call around the league and take their guys, but call around the league.
Yeah.
So the fans vote on the starters
100%? Starters, correct.
Okay,
yes.
Fan vote for
Which
the starters.
Which is why you get idiots that have that haven't played a dime this season and they'll be starting like left field.
Right, okay. Which is why maybe Soto gets in, even though he's not technically on paper.
Take that away. They're not idiots. Soto should be starting right field.
Okay, and then so the bench and all the rotation,
right. It's all player ballot.
All the pitching staff, I should say.
And commissioner's office, which I don't know why the commissioner's office is
combined on
there.
Player ballot. That's why I do think Soto will be an All-Star.
Well, the commissioners, I don't think they're very smart out there anyway, but I mean, you'd be a dope not to have, a first place New York team right fielder. Well, not the All-Star game.
One of the biggest stars.
They're going to get him there.
Yeah, especially when he's giving you enough reason now. Mm-hmm. If he's hitting, I think he might have got in if he got in 200 anyway. Because of his star power. But it would have been a little more,
I'll tell you, I'm gonna gloat when I hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, now the National League Reserves.
Yeah,
right fielder for the Mets, Juan Soto.
Hey, just get there. That's fine with me.
Reserve.
And by the way, we don't even
one
know.
At bat.
Like, I don't know who, around baseball, I got to look at some of the numbers around baseball and seeing where everybody stacks up. You just watch them and Lindor should be an All-Star. Same with Pete and Soto based on reputation.
Well, that's what I was going to say about Rodon. He's got great numbers. He does have good numbers this year. He's the 11th best pitcher in the American League.
According to what metric?
What metric is determining this, Huff? That's the Huff metric.
No, it's
ERA.
ERA.
Okay, what about whip?
He's got a .94 whip.
I mean, the only thing on the one is, come on, you do the Rico. You're into the numbers. That's phenomenal.
But he's not even top five. He's a top seven.
How many strikeouts?
Let's see.
I believe he's top three in strikeouts.
Yes, he's the third.
Next you're going to go to wins like that matters anymore.
Walks are up to 230.
I didn't ask about that.
And if Boone doesn't have a say, and now Boone had a say, Rodon's getting there. But if the managers don't have a say anymore,
he's going to get. I mean, if he has four straight bomb starts, he's not getting there.
Where are we at with first baseman around the league, Hawk?
That's
Can
a good
pull
question.
That up real quick?
Well, Vladdy, what's Vladdy doing?
Nah, they stink, dude.
So it's going to be Goldie's the best first baseman statistic? I got to look that up. I haven't looked into the All-Stars.
We'll do
around
first baseman second. Yeah.
Right. Get into some Yankee stuff, BT, a little bit later on. I want to get into the angle with John Carl Stanton coming back and what that's going to mean. We didn't do any of that yesterday, so we might as well do it today. Yanks will be looking for the sweep of the Royals, right? Three-game series there. Mets will be looking for a sweep of the Nats this afternoon, coming up in a couple hours or so, or an hour and a half. Corey is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, buddy.
So with the Soto thing, I think two things can be true at once. I think Yankees fans can be honest about the fact that, the Mets got Soto, and that's a big deal. And that initial sting of losing him for Yankees was big.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can also accept that, and where Yankees fans can be genuine when they're saying that we feel better about this year's lineup as a whole than we did last year's. You know, I think you take this lineup, we have Wells batting ninth, right? His 40 RBIs, 11-plus home runs. Last year, he was vital in his protection of Aaron Judge.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, that's when the season really took off, when he put him in a four-hole.
Right, but is that Soto's fault?
No, it's definitely not Soto's fault. But I think the way we feel about the lineup is better than the holes we had last year. Where they were prominent. You could see them. And this year, I feel like there's just less holes. It's
okay,
a more cohesive lineup.
Right, but Corey, think about what you're saying. It's making it sound like, well, if they had Soto, they would have the holes that they had last year. That is not true. Because if you had Soto, there should be one player that you wouldn't have had, and that would be Bellinger. Right?
Yes. If we had Soto, then for sure, then our lineup would be better than it even is now. But like BT's pointing out, we lead the league in OPS. So, it's hard to be better than the best, right? So,
right, but when you in a big spot in the postseason, when you get the best pitchers in the world on the mound facing you in the playoffs, you want Soto. That's my point. It may look great as a whole. The bigger point is the Yankees could have had Soto and Judge and the balance that they still have right now if they built it properly. I understand what Corey's saying there, BT.
Yeah, but I don't know if they would have had the same exact balance. That's where, what would they have done at first base? There would have been different restraints financially, which is a different discussion, clearly.
But they should have. They needed the first baseman regardless.
I understand that. But I don't know. Do they? I mean, not the Goldsmiths making a ton of money, $12.5 million.
Exactly,
I mean,
right.
If they couldn't afford that, then you're not the Yankees. Listen, all I know is I get it. In October, we got Juan Soto striding up the home plate. It's just a different monster. It's a different feel. Remember the anonymous poll that we hit the other day?
Yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, right? But the facts remain this as well. While there's still a lot of baseball to go, listen, I mentioned the Yankees have the highest OPS. Okay, I said that the other day, too. But just a little context here. There's only one team with an OPS of over 800, and it's the Yankees. And, by the way, the Yankees are first in home runs, not the Dodgers, nobody else. And, by the way, the Yankees are second in batting average. And people could tell me all day that batting average is an antiquated stat, and I understand that to an extent. But I, myself, am also a proponent of the more you get on base and the less you get out, the more chance you have to sustain rallies. So I don't just say, batting average, whatever. They didn't have the second highest batting average a year ago. I can promise you that. And that was with Juan Soto having an awesome year. The other dead spots have been filled. You're right.
But it's not.
It wasn't Juan Soto's fault last year that they had dead spots. I agree. But by Juan Soto-ing, by Juan going somewhere else, it enabled the Yankees to try a different plan, which is thus far working out big time.
Right, but the reason why they have the best batting average and the best OPS is one reason. It's Aaron Judge.
Well, but hold on a sec. So
the Judge wasn't in 400 last year either. That's not Soto's fault.
No, I understand that.
But that brings the average.
Okay, but hold on. But even if Aaron Judge is hitting 340, the Yankees aren't going to go from first to 13th. Yeah. They're not going to go from first to ninth.
Where are the Yankees with the high average exactly?
They're hitting 261. It's the second highest average in baseball.
Give me the individuals. Goldschmidt's hitting 312. Okay. And he should have been on the team regardless.
Okay.
They needed the first baseman.
Yeah.
Big Bad Bellinger, we want to pick apart Soto's numbers. Bellinger's hitting 260 with an OPS of 786. He's got 9 homers and 36 ribbies.
Yeah, but the expectation for Bellinger versus Soto, whether it's from a production
That's the guy
or a monetary.
That's the guy you replaced him with in that lineup. So Goldschmidt should have been there anyway. The Yankees are going to have an issue with Stanton coming back because Ben Rice should have been on the team anyway. Could have still been the DH. You would have had Judge in left field. You would have had, you still would have had Dominguez in there when he's in there, or Grisham you could have had in center field. I mean, look at the Yankees lineup. Where exactly are they?
Well, first of all, Volpe's taking nice growth.
Yeah. I mean, 248.
I understand. I understand that. What did he hit his first year? What did he hit his second year? What were the other numbers on Volpe? Volpe's growth, and it's funny, I think one of the days you were out, I did a lot on Volpe, and I was disappointed. And, you know, I know there's never going to be like a Whitlow. He's not that player. Mm-hmm. But the growth that I've seen from Anthony Volpe this year is undeniable. Number one, he's a terrific shortstop, okay? He's fifth in doubles, and his OPS is a couple of games away from being 800. It's like 770 or 780. So Volpe's has obviously grown. Austin Wells.
He hit 243 a year ago. He's hitting 248.
I understand. What was it on base last year? 297?
293.
Okay, so it's 323 this year. You talk about 30 points. That is palpable growth
right,
here.
But again, he would have been in the lineup with Soto anyway.
I understand that, right. But the fact that he's taken a step forward, you know, the fact that Bellinger, he's not the MVP Bellinger, I get that. But the fact that Goldschmidt is a serviceable, you know, good professional at bat, unlike Rizzo, who was a strikeout machine. I mean, it's a huge one. But also, Jason Dominguez, I don't even know what his average is overall, since I think it's about 250, but he's hitting 300 against righties. I got news for you. Verdugo did not hit 300 against righties. So
now we're getting somewhere.
But that's what I'm saying.
And so you replace Rizzo and Verdugo with two productive players.
But that was always the hope, and that was always the appeal.
Which could have happened even if they had Soto.
Well, I hear you to an extent. I'm not saying that I don't agree with you at all, but the moving on from Soto, and it wasn't their choice, it was his. He clearly bounced. I get it. They want him to stay. You know, forget about the defensive alignment where you just get appreciably better in right field because advantage big, Judge over Soto. Advantage in center, you know, Grisham over Judge because Judge's defensive number stunk in center field. And I don't want to say advantage Dominguez over Verdugo in left field defensively. That's nuts. But now you've got big growth at first base, big growth at shortstop. A second baseman, even though their second base situation is not amazing, you don't have a lazy, sloppy player whose head's in space every night like Labor Torres. There's a lot of baseball to go. The Yankees are so much more buttoned up, so much more dynamic, and right now they are really good. Not great, not perfect, good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.